Chinese president sent a congratulatory letter to an event marking the establishment of the International Research Center of Big Data for Sustainable Development Goals. Xi Jinping announced the plan for the research center during his UN General Assembly address in September last year. It's aimed at facilitating the implementation of the United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a congratulatory letter to the International Council of the Aeronautical Sciences Congress in Shanghai. The president says he hopes the event will play a positive role in promoting international cooperation. China's central authorities have issued a general plan for building a Guangdong-Macao cooperation zone. It'll be built in Hengqin, in the southern part of Zhuhai, just across from Macau's special administrative region. The total area of the zone will be around 106 square kilometers. Guinea's defense ministry says the country's security forces have contained the threat from a group of insurgents in the capital, Conakry. The ministry confirmed that the capital did experience heavy gunfire in the early hours on Sunday from elements of the special forces group. It said the presidential guard, supported by the defense and security forces, managed to contain and push the group out of the presidential palace. It further said that the president's call for people to remain calm amid continuing security operations to restore order. China's central authorities have sent a congratulatory message to the Chinese delegation that participated in the Tokyo Paralympic Games. Team China concluded all competitions at the top of the medal table with 96 gold, 60 silver, and 51 bronze medals. China's topped the leaderboard for both the gold and total medals in the past five Paralympic Games. The All-China Federation of Trade Unions has decided to honor four sports teams and 46 athletes who participated in the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games in recognition of their outstanding performances. The honorary title of National Workers' Vanguard were awarded to the national teams of table tennis, diving, weightlifting, and rifle shooting. The national May 1st labor medals were awarded to 45 gold medalists, including shooter Yang Qian and sprinter Su Bingtian. Primoz Roglic won the Vuelta a España for a third consecutive year after leading the way in Sunday's individual time trial. The final stage victory ensured that Roglic finished the three-week race 4 minutes and 42 seconds ahead of Enrique Mas in the general classification, the biggest margin out of Vuelta since 1997. Fabio Jakobsen claimed the green points jersey while Michael Storr won the King of the Mountains classification. China's National Day box office is set to welcome a third patriotic anthology film this year, titled Me and My Father's Generation. The upcoming production is set for release on October the 1st. The star-studded film is jointly directed by famous Chinese actors and actresses, including Wu Jing and Zhang Ziyi.